Okay, Thurl. Here it comes. This is for you, Thurl Bailey. Bring it up a little bit. I need to hear some baritone. Here it comes. I'm more of a tenor, by the way, Thurl.
I hear you.
Here we go.
But you know what? You'll never find as long as you live.
There you go. That's a man right there for crying out loud. I'm a tenor, as you can probably tell.
So you sing tenor 11 miles away?
Oh, you know what? I might as well. Guy, you sound good. Thurl Bailey, thanks for being on the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Keith.
Glad to have you on. Hey, did you watch any of that football yesterday?
You know, I didn't. I was at the Jazz had a game last night, so that was my duty. But I tried to keep track of, you know, what was going on. But what incredible game.
Yeah, the New England game was just like a yawner for me. But, man, that Seattle Seahawks comeback.
Unbelievable. That was all the highlights.
God, that was exciting to watch. But I'm a Seahawks fan, so maybe that's why I'm excited about it. I don't know. Who do you like?
You know, I like Denver. You know, I like the old guy.
Yeah.
At the helm, but you know, I can pull for Seattle now. My rest of my family does.
Hey, so talking about Peyton Manning, you know, he's seen better days, it appears, but he still has ability. You think he's going to stick around, or you think he's going to walk?
You know, I think he still has an opportunity. You know, and physically, obviously. As you get older, I mean, I went through this too, but you get smarter, you know, and I think he'd make a brilliant coach, first of all, but I could see him going another year at least.
Yeah, he's a player, man. Yeah, he might stick
around.
As long
as he's protected.
Yeah, and I think that might be the thing. Say, you know what, I'm okay to stick around, but can we do something here with this offensive line? I need a little more meat up front.
Exactly.
Hey, let's talk about the Jazz. Halfway point of the season last night was a forgettable game, no doubt about it. But let's talk about some of the highlights. Rudy Gobert is absolutely killing it.
He is, man. And I enjoy talking about him because I think over the last few years I haven't really had a chance to talk about a true – up-and-coming center, like we, you know, the throwback type of center. I mean, we talk about some of the guys like the Tim Duncans who, you know, is he a power forward, is he a center? But Rudy Gobert has really the makings of a true center to make a huge impact in this league. And I don't think there's been one that has in quite a while. And there's been some good ones. But the way that he can do it on the defensive end, and give him a couple of years, and he'll be doing it on the offensive end. I just love the way he's progressing and progressing quickly.
Who does he remind you of from the olden days?
Oh man. Well, you know, it's. I don't think he reminds me of one guy, but I think potentially, and I saw him throw a hook across the lane. It was unorthodox, but it went in, which means that he's getting the confidence now to try some different things. I see him warming up, and I see him hitting this 10-foot jump shot. I think he can do that in a game where he's not very comfortable doing it right now, but he could have some Kareem in him. He runs, man. I think the way he runs the court is really unusual for a guy that size. He runs the court well. He can even handle it, and he's becoming a great passing big man, which is kind of signs of the Olajuwon type guy, Tim Duncan, rebounding like a Bill Russell. You know, you just take a bunch of pieces of guys, and you build Rudy Gobert.
He played 29 minutes last night versus San Antonio. Cantor played 21 minutes. There's a lot being said about Cantor and Gobert. Did the Jazz move Cantor? What do you think?
Move him as far as a deal?
Yeah, I think let him go somewhere else.
Well, you know, I mean, he's valuable. And listen, I got traded from here, and it wasn't necessarily a bad thing. It's a business deal. And sometimes it's better for that team if they're overloaded in the position. And his Cannon's a player. He's a player he's gonna make money in this league. He's gonna be successful. In this structure, in this system, I think it's about him being more consistent. I mean, he's a guy that should have a double double every night. You know, they stretched him out a little bit now to the stretch four. He didn't have any rebounds, I think, in the first half last night. So in answer to your question, you know, I don't know. I think he's valuable here, but if they see fit to, if they need something else, he's a good piece.
Is it smart to use him at a stretch four? He doesn't have that shot out there. He's not going to make anyone respect him out there yet.
Well, I think that's dependent upon who's coaching him. You know, obviously for Tyrone, probably not. But this is a different system. It's a different day and age, and he's not going to shoot that many. You know, it's not like he's taking four or five a game. I think depending on the team, and he's shown that he can knock. I think he's knocked down maybe a little less than 30% of those shots. But personally, I like him inside. I think that's where he can do the most damage offensively. He could be a better defender. You know, he's not a great post defender, big guy. But, you know, Quinn wants him out there. I'm not going to question that.
How about the play of Elijah Millsap? I like him. Maybe it's because I used to play pickup ball with him. Maybe that's the reason. But I like him. Is there a place for him in the league full-time, not just 10-day stuff?
Well, look at the pedigree.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine growing up in that Millsap household, being a boy and then being competing? And so I think there is a place. And it takes special, I think, individuals to look at certain players that maybe – would not have been seen in a certain way by anybody else and say, you know what, there's a spot on this roster for this kid because this is what we need. We need some toughness. We need somebody with a knack for the game. He has that. And, you know, it's an opportunity for him, just like it was for his brother, who was looked over and now is an all-star. So, yeah, there is a place.
Joining us via the Digits Hotline, we've got Thurl Bailey. Always a pleasure to have him on the show. Thurl, as far as the play of Dante Exum, is he doing what you thought he would? Is he exceeding expectations? Is he a little below where you thought he might be at this point?
No, I think, you know, you have to look at Dante as a rookie. I mean, he really looked like a rookie last night.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a knock on him. But it's going to take a while. I think it's going to take – he's had his moments, don't get me wrong. I think he went from kind of a flat-foot jump shooter to knowing that he's got to be more aggressive and penetrating more, reading the defense, leading the team, getting everybody involved. So I think that it's going to take him at least a year to not be – like I saw him last night and looked like a deer in the headlights, not just offensively but defensively. And Gordon Hayward went through that his rookie season. So I think there's a lot of hope for him, but I think it'll take him a while.
Was that because of the competition last night, though, or was that just really where he is as far as his career?
Well, I think he's been through that competition nervousness. I mean, he's had some good games against some great competition. But I think it's just the fact that 1 year is not going to make him a consummate pro. You know, you've got to go through that rookie season where, you know, the coach is steadily in your ear telling you, you've got to do this better, you got to do that better. For you to get the knack of every night is a different issue to deal with the other team. I mean, these are grown men. And so, you know, it may take you physically to develop a little bit more and kind of get the knack of being a true point guard and getting your shot together and knowing when to pass, when to shoot, when to penetrate. So give them some time. Be patient. Kind of like the kids, you know. You got kids, you may expect more out of them than they can give you. So you got to give him a little time.
You know, you want everyone to be competitive and fight for their spot, but do you think that Trey Burke might just be a little bit relieved that Dante is not doing what some people thought that he might do right away, that it might take a little bit of heat off him? Because Trey's already coming in. It seemed like at the beginning of the season he was forcing it, and I think his confidence may have been a little shot, or at least he might be questioning his own role on this team. But knowing that Dante's not killing it, it's like, okay, good. I got my gig.
Well, no, this is a league where anything can happen, man. And there's nothing wrong with a little inter-squad competition. And that's the business we're in. Listen, you always know that there's always somebody that's going to be coming behind you wanting your job. So you got to compete every day in practice. You got to compete every game. And you can't be looking over your shoulder. You know, you got to do what you can do best and continue to grow. And I think Trey has really done that. We've seen him coming off that injury last year and being kind of tentative. We know he can hit that big shot coming off a pick and roll, but now he had to learn how to be a distributor at the same time and be aggressive going to the basket. Now, he's not quite there yet, but we've seen flashes of it. We've seen big games out of him, which says, yeah, okay, you can do this, but now can you do it consistently?
Did the Jazz stay pat, or did they make some moves moving into this next couple of months?
Well, I think you're a Jazz team now that's really decided that you're going to start building a nucleus on this team. And, of course, I think that starts with Gordon Hayward, Derek Favors, Alec Burks. And part of that is because of the deals. Just because you have a deal doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to stick around. But it does mean that the team, they're committed to you. Now you got to be committed to them. And so, I don't know. I can't play GM. I mean, I can look at the team and say, wow, you need this piece or that piece. But would I be surprised if a move was made? No. No, I wouldn't be. Because this team is trying to build. They're looking, you know, another 2-3 years ahead to say, this is where we want to be. What pieces do we need?
So the Jazz next game is Wednesday night versus Cleveland. They played San Antonio last night. So what, do they just kind of just kick back? Not kick back, but I know they practice. But they just kind of chill on the East Coast for a couple extra days?
No, you're talking Quinn Snyder. They're going to go work. They're going to go work. He's going to teach. there's no, I'm not sure there's any days off. Now, you don't get a chance to really practice like you do preseason and during the beginning of the year. But sometimes, especially coming off a San Antonio game, you've got to get back on the court. Jazz have pretty much, they've been a pretty good bounce-back team.
Yeah.
And they know Cleveland's beatable. Cleveland's not doing so great. So this will be a nice opportunity to go in and pick up a big win.
Before I let you go, one more question. The Broncos fired Fox last week. It looks like they hired Kubiak. You cool with that?
You know, I'm okay with change. You know, I'm okay with change. I think it remains to be seen. I think a lot of it depends on the future of Manning. And, you know, that's kind of where I am with it. But, you know, it remains to be seen. When there's a coaching change, listen, I've been fond of all the coaches here, even Tyrone, who was in a difficult situation. I love Quinn Snyder. I love his philosophy. It doesn't mean one was better than the other. It's just a different philosophy. So we'll see. The proof is in the pudding.
I got you.
As they say.
Loud
you'll
and
never find.
As long as you live. Ah, I can't hit that one anymore.
Someone who loves you.
There it is right there. That's the man. Thurl Bailey is his name. Thurl, I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show. It is always appreciated. And have a great day, man.
I will, man. I'm getting ready to go give a scholarship out, Larry H. Miller scholarship at the Martin Luther King luncheon here at the Little America. So there's a young lady who's going to be very excited about getting her education paid for.
Does she know what's coming?
She does not.
Ah, nice. And you're presenting?
I am presenting, yes.
Right on. Thurl, thanks, man. God bless you.
Hey, thank you.
Have a great
day.
Bye-bye. There you go. That's our buddy Thurl Bailey. You want to follow him on Twitter. It's @BigTBailey.